For the first time, you like the little setup here? Have you guys looked at the TikTok videos? I'll pull you a card. I got 21 decks right now, Foxy, so let me know. And SQ, whatever deck you'd like, let me know as well. We don't have anybody in Podbean, but we've got people on Instagram. Oh, we've got Lou. What's up, Lou? I'm on Instagram, too, right now. I'm trying this. Good. I'm glad that you like this arrangement. Little Poem might be shuffling with us in a second. She's getting a little restless, so 11. So we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, you got a tarot deck, Foxy. This is my newest tarot deck, and you know how I feel about the tarot, that I'm not as confident in the tarot, but these cards, this is the Lightseer's tarot now, Ace of Wands, what would that card represent to you? If you would like to see the cards I'm working with, join me on Instagram. So, right, there's Ace of Swords, right? So that's like opening your mind, and Swords is air, thinking, right, is what that Swords is. But the cards tell a story. The Fool, just diving in without looking, right? Just, I love these cards to learn more in depth with the tarot. So give me a moment, I'm going to knock the stagnant energy off of the decks. I always cleanse with my spray as well as my sage. And I always like to knock off the energy. We'll shuffle these cards. And we'll see what comes out from Mr. Fox. And we'll pick up Lyric after I shuffle, because she's not happy at the moment. She's like, yep, I am done with this balloon. So if you guys have seen the videos on like TikTok or Instagram where they've tied balloons to the baby's feet and hands, I've done that to her hand and her foot. She loves Minnie Mouse, and she's got a mini balloon. And so, a mini balloon as a Minnie Mouse. And she's so cute. If you guys follow me on Facebook, you can see the video of her tripping out on the balloons. She's getting so big, you guys. All right, we're going to grab Lyric, and she's going to help us pick your card. Hi, Ninja. CEO of Curls, Miss Tazzy. So on Instagram, I cannot see who's joining me, because, like, it's funky, okay? I have this little setup right, like, it's a light and a stand. And it's opposite way to have this readable for you guys on Instagram. And if you guys have me on Instagram and you're on Podbean, come to Instagram so you can see what I'm doing. You may see Little Poe's hand. She likes to help me when we're doing our thing. So, all right. I'm going to shuffle and see what card comes out for you, Foxy. She's trying to pick one for you. She is so cute, you guys. She likes to do this stuff with me. She's so happy that I picked her up. She's seen I'm sitting here at the desk, and she'll be content and happy while I pick the card of the day or whatever. But, Foxy. So, we'll see what this story kind of says, okay? Because you see how many cards fell out of that deck, right? Yes. So, let's see. Lyric helped. So, you've got the Strength card first. You've had to be strong in so many ways lately. And the next card that comes up, I don't know how great you can see. I'm going to just put that there. Actually, I got this little doodad. Hold on. Let me find it. This is like why I got these things. Bam! Can you see that card? There you go. Alright, you've gotten the strength card coming out, and you've remembered your infinite energy. You have remembered that you are Source embodied in a physical being. You've gone through a lot of crap, meaning the tower, yet it's reversed. So that's like, for me, it's in the past, you've gone through your tower moments, and the Hierophant comes out. Now, I'm not fully sure exactly what the Hierophant means, but tell me that Hierophant isn't like happy and joyful and just on his way towards some beautiful things up there, right? You've got the Seven of Swords and the Knight of Swords reversed. So we're going to check that out too real quick. I'm going to wait so you can check out these cards while I look up the swords. Well, actually, I want to look up the Hierophant and see exactly what his meaning is again. But he looks so joyful from the crap that he's been through. He's held on to his strength through the tower moment. Tradition, a lesson, spiritual leader or guide, enlightenment, awakening, in service of spirit, formal education, training, a new paradigm. You're creating the framework of belief that is helping your consciousness expand, is what the Hierophant is kind of saying, okay? Along with those other cards, I mean, I know a little bit of your personal story from since we've met each other, so I think that's pretty fitting. Let's see what these two swords have to say. So the Seven of Swords says, there's a deception or a betrayal that you need to be aware of. The universe is bearing witness to true intentions. You're getting away from something strategically. Be grateful for what you have and move silently and quickly. Act from a place of love, and the universe will witness your honest intentions. So, be on the lookout. Whatever you are stepping into, you have gotten the awareness and the perspective that you need to move forward. Yeah, this is saying be aware, and then the Knight of Swords reversed is unfocused, scattered, impatient, and acting too quickly. So, with these two cards together, I'm going to get clarity. I'm going to get clarity with the Oracle. Give me an Oracle. Give me a number, Foxy. But with these two cards, it's saying don't act too quickly. Be aware of all the situations going on. But yeah, I totally knew it's Mr. PG Podgod's birthday, CEO of Pearls. And I didn't, this was just because I needed to get on here, but it is fitting that we celebrate and send love to one of the people that got me started, right? So, Foxy, give me a number so we can pull you a clarity card for this situation right here. Because this is the past situation and you are aware and everything, but there's something that you're doing, and I have a feeling it's with work, that you need to be aware of everything going on, but you don't want to act too quickly. 21. Okay. Do I have more than 21 decks? I need to recount. There is 2, 4, 6. Okay, 22. Thank you.
23.
So I have 23 decks and then three of these smaller decks. I just am not with it. All right, so we'll shuffle this, and this is the Gateway Oracle, and see what the clarity of the situation is. Thank you, everybody on Podbean, for joining me. This is the Holy Shift Podcast. I have decided for the first time to go live on Instagram, so we've got some of the older original gangsters from Podbean on the Instagram right now. And Sean, you guys on Instagram remember Sean. Sean just came in the pod. I didn't pull you yet. I'm continuing with, I was pulling for Foxy. Okay, you're rising above this situation. And you're planting the seeds for the amazing future that you're bringing. Just be aware of what's going on and all of the people that is around you within your work life, Foxy. That's what the swords are telling me, to move with precision. Be aware of what you're leaving behind. Don't drop anything. Don't leave any of your seeds for anybody else to plant. See the beauty and the grace in the situation. You're planting the seeds and you're stepping into this future completely and fully. Okay? Does that help you with your situation, Fox? I just wanted clarity, sirs. SQ is talking crap. All right, so SQ never told me a number. That's why SQ didn't get a card yet. And then CEO of Curls wants a card. Y'all got to tell me the deck number you want. And if anybody in Lyric says anybody in Podbean want a card, you got to let us know now. She's helping out today. SQ wants 23, so that's a healing, Archangels of Healing deck for SQ. Everybody Ninja is in the chat on Podbean, Blunt Ninja. We love her. We've got a couple of cards we're going to pull for them in the chat. So since SQ and CEO of Curls, I noticed first, I'm going to pull them, and then I will definitely get with you guys in the chat, Lou, and we can do 4 plus 2 is 6, and that could be 420. We can call 6 420. Sean asked if 420 was too high. I like that. All right, so CEO got the card she needed, I guess. Our beautiful, so CEO of Curls Podbean is Taz. Y'all know her. And this is the Archangels of Healing deck. So I've been putting stones on the deck. So this is one of the stones that was, I don't think you can see. So this one was the one that was on the Gateway Oracle. And I don't remember what I was doing. Okay, this one, where the other stone went, I'm sorry. This one is on the healing deck. So because it is a heart, it's on the healing heart, green deck. Because it's the heart chakra, green represents the heart chakra. I'm weird, but it's 11:22. It was 11:22, wasn't it? Lyric is telling her 2 cents. If you guys do not understand what she is saying, I will try to decipher as we shuffle the cards. But she's giving y'all a lot of information right now. She's telling you what's going on and where your energy needs to be at for the week ahead. She is the boss. She's a Scorpio, Lou. Lou Rock says she sounds like a boss. Our beautiful little Poe is the boss. She is a Scorpio, so we have to go with what she says. She likes when I shuffle. All right, SQ. She wants that one, too. Archangel Raphael, thank you for helping me appreciate everything that makes me happy right now. I hate the glossiness of the cards because the light kind of shines. Can you see that? And home help. It says, Dear God and Archangel Raphael, thank you for giving me the courage to ask for the and accept the help from you, the angels, and others in matters regarding my family and home. SQ, I feel like it's a miscommunication that's going on because the love and joy is there. I just feel like it's a miscommunication. Does that make sense? I'll pull another card if you would like. But, when you're communicating and we get wrapped up because we've got everything going on every day, right? And we've got work and we've got this. We've got to make sure we have groceries and there's toilet paper and there's all this stupid little mundane things that's going on every day. And we forget the true connection that we had. So with all the little crap, try to let that go and remember the underlying true foundation you have, and then try to solve the situation from that mindset instead of being wrapped up in everything going on. Do you want me to grab you another card? Right. Yes, CEO of Curls, I just seen. She will cuss us out. The cards fell from the Gateway Oracle, Taz. And you had one, and let me see. Somebody said. Oh, crap. I'm trying to manage the Instagram as well, so I apologize to anybody on Podbean that I am not addressing. So I gotta do number 6. Okay, 2, 4. I got you on number 6. And let's see if SQ answered. Hi, babe. Indeed. Okay, so I'm gonna grab number 6 and pull up for Tazzy and number 5, and this is for the clarity on SQ's situation. Greetings, Tracy. Welcome. I am definitely getting to you guys, Lou and Ninja, in the Podbean. We're just going with the whose presence was first seen. And I apologize if you were first. Dang. Clarity. Movement through the storm. You gotta go through it. You can't avoid it. And there's a decision. So, okay. You got to make a choice in this. You got to go through it. You can't just avoid the situation, whatever it may be. Be gentle. Okay. You have to be gentle with the situation. with your choice. And it's maybe being gentle with yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. I know it is weird, huh? Sorry, stealing. You shouldn't have your real name on the Insta. Anyway, so. Lyric's eating the encouragement card. She wants you to know that your soul is encouraging you to eat up this, I can't play it together. Anyways, she wants you to be happy and encourage yourself to make this decision. You're committing to yourself and not something outside of you, but this is a commitment to yourself, even if it involves another person. You have to tend to your garden. You must nurture it, right? You know this, water the seeds. Sometimes you need to pull the weeds, all that good stuff to encourage the growth. I'm wiping off the saliva, sorry. So recommit to yourself. Go through this shit. Get through it. It's the only way through. The only way to get on the other side of it is through it. Okay? All right. So Tazzy wants number 6. Put these up. I'm still like, she's getting mad now. Let's turn her around. What you want, mamas? Different perspective. We all could use that. She started to eat green beans last night, you guys, and she so loves them. All right, Tazzy, we're going to get Whispers of Love for you. That's the deck you chose. So we will see what card comes out. Sorry for the loud noise, you guys, on Podbean. I am going to be shuffling, and I do not have my big microphone anymore. I'm using the phone, so I don't have the quality I did before. So once I get that taken care of, it'll be better. She stops what she's doing and turns around every time I shuffle. I think it's funny. All right. Now let's see what's going on for you. She gave me a kiss. She's giving you love, Tash. She knows you need a hug and some love. See what card comes out for Miss Tazzy Poo. You must practice compassion, and I know it's with yourself. You are hard on yourself sometimes, Taz. She's all trying to get the, I'm sorry. I was reading the chat in the Instagram. Hello, Podbean. Again, thank you guys for joining me. This is Poetic Shauna here at Holy Shift, and we are doing some card readings. I am on Instagram as well as the Podbean, so I haven't really done this multitasking, and I also have little Lyric here with me, so we're doing 3 or 4 things at once. So just bear with me on our little situation. We're learning as we go. Taz, stop being so hard on yourself. You've got the number 6, which is funny because that's the deck that you chose and that's the card that you chose. And so I am going to find where I was with numbers. So numerology?
I have it in one of my books, but I'd rather just look it up.
So six, since it's come up twice, I will let you know, means harmony and community and domesticity, love, healing, and service. See things from a fresh perspective. This, with six being the basis, as well as the deck is whispers of love. The card is practice compassion and see things from a different perspective. I know you don't want to be in love. You don't like the fact that you're not so independent when you are in a relationship, because you are a very independent being, very independent girl. You don't like anybody in your space. You like to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's my Tazzy. There is someone out there that's willing to work with that, okay? You don't have to change you to be with anybody. But you've got to see being in a relationship. You've got to see love and companionship with another, with a male, because I know that's what you like, in a different way, okay? I love you, and stop it. And so you can tell me the whole situation later, because I have a feeling there's something I don't know. But practice compassion. You got this, girl. Why am I in your business? Because, A, the energy doesn't lie. I am just saying it does not lie. So there is your card, Tazzy. Thank you, everyone, for joining me here on Podbean. I am Poetic, also known as Shauna. This is the Whole E-Shift podcast, Whole Energy Shift, because holy shit, it gets intense. I am also broadcasting on Instagram. If any of you would like to see what's going on, it's not me. You may see a flash of a baby in a baby hand, but not me. I am on at Whole E Shift. So at WHOLEESHIFT. So at Holy Shift. That is also Twitter and Facebook handles. If you'd like to see the daily cards on TikTok, I do a video every day for the daily card, not just posting on the Instagram or whatever, but that is available at Poetic with a zero, Whole _ Whole E Shift. So P0ETIK _ WHOLEESHIFT. That is all my information. You can get it at WholeEShift.com as well. All of those links are there. I am going to... Fabe, I got you. Let me pull for Lou as well as Ninja, because they've been patiently waiting. And I'm going to try to find out what... Okay, so Lou wants 12 and Ninja wants 7. So 7 will be a tarot deck. So this one is the one for Ninja. And that is, I believe that's a jasper stone. It's deep red and it's very porous. It almost looks like lava rock that's shiny, but it's not a lava rock. So that's number 6 or 7. Sorry. We got to find 12. So here is 12. I believe it's either the energy or the psychic oracle. Yeah, it's the energy oracle deck, I believe. Shauna, yes, it is Shauna, except it's S-H-A-W-N-A. But I knew somebody named Shauna with, and spelled like yours, Shauna, like that. So we're going to go with Lou, since he said first he wants this deck. Aries season, first zodiac. Yes, that's foundations is what that is. Definitely foundations and planting things into being. Planting those seeds. So we're going to clear this energy and shuffle the deck for Lou. And this is one of my very first decks. And I really do like this one. It has a lot of possibilities. And again, I apologize to anybody on Podbean if I'm blowing your ears out. Or if Lyric is blowing your ears out. So cards just fell onto the floor, and they're for you.
Lou always does this.
Okay, so. This is for our show. Okay. Sorry, my bad. So you must choose wisely. Do you have a decision that you're trying to make, Lou? So this decision may deal with your material and spiritual prosperity. Okay? You must choose wisely. You have been trapped in fear for way too long. You need to get out of that shit. You need to stop holding on to the way things have always been before, because you're feeling like since that's the way it is, it's going to continue to be that way. It will if you continue to believe that way. This one, solar plexus chakra, that is so powerful, especially for you, because it means to choose your own prosperity by taking your power back. Get rid of the fear. Stop that loop. Stop that holding on to the fear of the negative possibilities. Why not be excited about all the amazing possibilities? Because as many negative and shitty possibilities that there are out there, there are just as many good ones. You are just not letting yourself take your own power and grab at those ones. I'm putting this down. I don't want you to see it because you need to get out of that trap. You need to take your power back. Choose to take your power back. There's two birds there. It's one person, but two birds. Okay? And how many different ways, I wish you were on the Instagram, because I think the Instagram people can see. So many different possibilities that you can go, but you've got guidance, you've got spirit guides. Those two birds are people there focusing your energy. They have a direct place that they are going, and it's towards this light that's shining at the top of the card. And that's the direction of this person that's sitting on the deck, so it's like a dock. A person sitting on a dock, and there's like a bunch of different hands guiding you which way to go. You can like stay in place. There's go that way, go this way, whatever. But there's birds right there flying into the light, to the sunset, if you will. Okay, let's see how this works. Are you guys hearing me? I had a call. I apologize. So, I'm back, and music is on again. Let's see. We'll pause that. All right. So, your choice. You are guided. Follow your intuition. Follow your gut. You have guides showing you the way. And it may not be physically, hey, this is the way you go. Watch for the signs, okay? Yes, definitely. She did. Baby Pose loves her grandma. She said bye. All right. What number did you want? Steals. Let me see. Four? Deck four. Okay. believe Stills want. Oh, I gotta do blunt. Sorry. We have to do, I think you said four still, so I'll grab the four. And Lou, next time you have to join me on Instagram and you can see your cards. I forget blunt, not intentionally that I forget her. I know she's my blunt, but I forget because she's so quiet and patient and sweet. Also, so the stone that was on that deck, Lou, which is funny, is the black tourmaline, right? And I'm going to look it up on the computer real quick. I have the little papers, and I have a book and everything, but it's so much quicker on the computer. Okay, so it's for protection, soaking up negative energies, blocking electromagnetic frequencies. It's also good for opening. Let's see. Transforms anxious feelings, swallows negative energy. Grounding. I don't know where that, I clicked on the link that it was continuing that description, but it disappeared. So yeah. Get some of these, get at least one of those stones for you to have and help absorb that negative energy around you, okay? So now we're going to go with, this is my first tarot deck that Ninja chose. It is the Magic of Tarot deck that I have. It's a very simple, straight to the point deck. And it made me feel very insecure for so long because I was unsure of different, you know, all of the, I wasn't sure of all the different meanings and stuff to the cards, but I've become way more confident in my basic knowledge. Now, if it's a more complex situation, I look into it. Seven of Pentacles. Upright. You got the King of Pentacles. Upright. The Two of Cups. And the Three of Swords. So Pentacles is Earth, right? Earth, as well as, so you're going through a lot of personal growth right now. A lot of things here that you've been going through. Hey, Q. That you've been going through on this earth material plane. So physical things and all that. You've went within. You've gotten so much knowledge and awareness in the situation about yourself, about the way things work out there, and you're finally gaining, you feel like you've finally gotten a handle on how to approach things now. Because you were just so frustrated and lost and confused about what's going on. He's very grounded. I'm looking at the book. And he's very reliant. He can manage financial issues well. He solves problems. So he's the predictor of contentment materially and emotionally. And that, the next card is Two of Cups. And Cups is emotions and let's see, it's
the water sign because it holds the water, right? It's all the water signs, and water is emotional and things like that. So I'm going to... 2 is balance and partnership. It's polarity. It's bringing things all together. It predicts, well, I know you already have your love, but are you guys married? Of course, when I ask this question, to say, okay, well, it predicts that, or, so it says marriage or an engagement. It also has auspicious card for creative partnerships, friendships that will be rewarding. Agreements are reached harmoniously. So he's better get his ass together. No. So it could be with the partnership or relationship, and he's gonna ask. His ass is just needs to stop dragging his feet. He knows that you're the final. That's the one, the end. You are forever. So I hope you don't ever doubt that. And then we get to the Three of Swords. And let's see what the Three of Swords bring. And so I can tie it all together. Okay, so don't blame yourself in the failure of whatever goal you two were trying to achieve together. There's new possibilities that await you, is what the Three of Swords upright says. It spells heartbreak due to the failure of a romance or an ideal. And there's no way that you can avoid confronting this situation. I'm reading word for word from the book. So do not blame yourself. New possibilities await you, but only when you reach through the heartbreak. So it's fucked up. It's hard. And honey, I love you, and I'm not going to put your business out there. And I can't even imagine. And totally, you can borrow mine anytime. I know it's no consolation, but you've got some amazing things coming to you. Maybe not in the picture that you've seen before, but there's a whole new picture that's forming in your mind now, and it's going to be magical. Okay? And I love all of you because I just want you to know that, but I am always going to spend extra time with Ninja because she'll come in here and support me and never ask for a card, but when she wants a card, I got to give her as much love and energy as I can just because she's been so supportive. Not that you guys haven't either, but she's and stealing. The video froze? Am I still frozen? Are you guys still there? Hi, Let Them Shine, if you're still there. Let's see. So who is all still here? Fabe is here. Okay. So I got your card next, and that's number 7, I think. Hi, my friend. So have Lyric's been helping. Baby Poe, we're going to sit her on the cards if you can see. Hi, Mo. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. Show off the baby to you guys. Number 4. I know it's the first time I'm trying. It's we're going practice makes perfect, but yes. So we're going to pull from the deck number 4 for stealing. And we'll check that out. So let's put up the cards from Ninja, our Blend Ninja, on Podbean. And if you guys have just joined me, thank you for joining. I am Shauna, also known as Poetic, from the Holy Shift podcast, also holyshift.com. I do personal readings for a price if you would like to check that out. You can go ahead and look on my site. When I do go live, I will pull cards for whoever would like one. So that's what you have caught me on now. Stealing wants deck number 4, and we have just used this deck to pull some we didn't. That's the chakra card. Sorry. I get these all. We got a lot of them here. See? So 4 would be the chakra cards. That's 5. You guys, I'm going to just pull one of these cards after we're done with stealing, but I love this deck so much. Let them shine, healing crystals. We've got to do something with this deck. It's the Archangel's deck. I love it. We've got to work together and do that. But let's get this chakra cards for stealing and see what chakra, what energy you need to work on today. I am airing on both Podbean and Instagram, so bear with me if I am not welcoming you into the room or into the live. I am multitasking, not just multitasking with broadcast, but I also have a baby in my arms and I'm shuffling cards. So we're learning how to do many things at once. Yet still channel that source energy to bring you the most accurate message possible. Okay. Also, so I showed, is this Jasper? Healing crystals, can you see that? Is that Jasper? I think it's Jasper. But it's kind of porous and stuff, so I'm not quite sure. And thank you, Fabe. I got the desk for $30 at like a yard sale, and then I set it all up with all my crap. Welcome, Mama Bear Tracy. So, I'm going to show you this. So this is what I keep on my, sorry for the shaking. This is what I keep on my chakra cards. And this was a pendant given to me. If you guys don't see it, I will take a picture and put it on one of my sites. This is made of emerald and ruby. And a friend of mine made this little cutie. I don't know what to call her. A sprite or something, but it's an emerald and a ruby, and she likes to be on my chakra cards for some reason. So that's what I have there. So we'll look up emerald and ruby meanings, unless Let Them Shine throws them into the Instagram live chat if she would like. But that is our cute little sprite, okay? So that's what was on the cards, and we'll see that energy in a moment and see what that means for you, if that has any message for you, Ceiling, aka the Fade. And we'll shuffle and see what card jumps out. Our music stopped. That was my fault. Our music stopped because I have been listening to it too long, so we just got Lyric. Little baby Poe noise going on, as well as the cards. So, all right, I wonder if those were the cards that I kind of put back, because you know how I feel about that. Your third eye and the goddess of truth. So you're working on speaking your truth, allowing your words and your actions show what your soul's truth really is. You're aligning your actions and your words with your true purpose, with what you set out to do here. You're starting to really think about what's going on and what you want to leave behind, not just money and all that stuff, but what do you want your kids to remember you by? And then you finally started, not that you weren't authentic before, you've always been you, but you finally started to give them little pieces of why you act certain ways and certain things. Maybe not the whole story because they're still kind of young, but you're making these memories so that they realize how connected Dad is to this family and to not just the family, but to, I can't think of the word right now, to the growth of your legacy, what you want to be remembered by, not just your friends. Your friends know about who you are, but you're starting to let them know why you do the things you do, not just who you are. There you go. So both are related to truth, love, and prosperity. You're being true. That's funny. You're allowing your truth to be told, right? The two cards that come out, truth. And you're going to gain your real potential as you finally allow your soul to be shown through to the family and your legacy, your children, and, you know, everything you want to be remembered by. Oh, it's getting warm in here, you guys. It is supposed to be, we're going to sit Lyric here. She likes to look at the stone. It's supposed to be 90 today again. It's really warm, and I did not turn the AC on yet. It's already 10, and it's feeling like it's 70-something degrees. I love how she just is so sweet and patient with everything. I'm sorry, you guys, on Podbean. I'm showing off Lyric on the Instagram, and she's having a blast with the cards and the rocks. I believe we're going to go for a walk now. Steels, if that wasn't clear enough, I will I'll pull you cards later. Let's double check on Podbean if anybody wanted a card. Besides the two I did. And I don't see SQ. Lou said hi, if you're still here on the Insta. I don't know if you came on Podbean. Oh, yeah, you're doing different. I see. Never mind. All right. So, crazy lady, you wanted a card? Before I go, hi, mister. Thank you guys for joining me on Podbean. Thank you. Thank you, Stealing. I appreciate you letting me know that. All right, so we've got, I thought I only had like 21 decks, but apparently I have 23, plus some mini decks. So, oh, I was going to pull from the archetype. The old man, Tom, is here. Thank you, old man, for joining the podcast. I'm glad you got to come live. We've got baby Poe here helping us along. And we are broadcasting on Instagram as well. I will definitely, it's the Okay, let's start over. It is the Archetypes deck from The Wild Unknown by Kim Kranz. The circular deck that I have. Let me find the box. It's a beautiful deck. It has amazing cards.
and she has a nice description. So I never really looked into archetypes and stuff like that until I got this deck. But she's looking at this moon and she wants it. I have a light up moon. I got this deck, but I started reading the book and so we all go through, we're not just one archetype. We embody different ones and can be two or three at the same time. And it's just the energy of that either person or place or thing or whatever. So like the mountain energy. Upside down, what would, you know, just reversed, what would you call the mountain? The mountain right now, for if it's upright, a mountain is strong, it's unmovable, it's very stuck in its ways. It doesn't move easily. It takes a lot of destruction or chaos or rocking of a foundation to move a mountain, right? Or a lot of fierce energy. It's just, that's what that archetype would be, in my opinion. The maiden. Now, to me, that card looks like a beautiful maiden just coming into her own. Very sensual and sexual. Has the cosmos at her fingertips, right? She can do any and everything because she has that portal from spirit to physical plane. Just different things that the archetype can embody. It's just a very beautiful deck, isn't it? I love this deck, actually. Hi, Alpha. Welcome. So, Crazy Lady, I was just like showing off that deck, and I did not pull for you. I was just showing it on the Instagram. However, if you would like an archetype card, I will pull for you, or you can choose any deck 1 through 23. So let me know what you would like, and we will. From what calls? So the shaman's dream is really honestly calling. I'll put that there. Put her back there. And we'll pull from the shaman's dream for you, crazy. So clear the energy. I use this deck a lot for my daily cards. It's one of my favorite pictures on here, and it's got like, it embodies the energy of the day a lot for me, so it's a go-to deck. After we're done here, we're going to go for a walk. We went on a beautiful walk yesterday. I forgot to post my pictures, but there's so many beautiful flowers out today. Where I'm at in California, the sun is shining, it's going to be warm, the flowers are blooming, and it's just beautiful, amazing energy. And I've just been craving getting out in it. So yesterday I went, today I'm going to also go on a short little walk. Just to get out and I'm looking at the two cards that fell out. I'm sorry. Just to get out and be in the nature and to be grounded and connect to the earth and feel the energy of the sun beating on my skin. I just love it. And then it gets too warm and then I come into the AC, so. Or jump in the water, either one. So for Crazy Lady, the only Crazy Lady, she is on Podbean. She also does Tarot Tuesdays.
if you guys ever happen to be on Podbean, please join us there. What's 100 degrees? Oh, it's supposed to be 100 degrees in San Diego, Rob. Oh, my gosh. I think it's supposed to only be 90 here, so hopefully I'm right and you're not. Let's see. I'm going to look now. Here in the foothills where I am located, it says the high is 80. So hopefully we get 80 and not 100, Rob. All right, so the crazy lady, I apologize. I am a Libra, and I think However, sorry, the two cards that jumped out for you are number 64 and number 2. 64 came first. It's the Woodwives, adaptability. My apologies for that. You are shifting things around. You are adapting to a new situation, and at first you weren't sure that you were going to be able to deal with it in this way, because, oh, hell no, that would not have been you 10, maybe even 5 years ago. You would not have dealt with that. You would not do that. That's not you at all. However, you've shifted a lot of things. You've completely and wholeheartedly accepted you and everything you've chosen to do in this life. And because of that, you have become so adaptable. So now, as you go through these little things that, you know, maybe I hadn't, you hadn't, and I say I as you, I hadn't even thought to have that opinion on it like that. You've been just so close-minded and chose this way to look at it. You've kind of opened up and decided to accept things the way they are for that way. And you know that it doesn't have to affect you in a negative way anymore. You are able to, okay, you don't maybe not agree with it, but okay, that's how it is. It is what it is. Adapt and overcome. It's not just overcome, but accept it. You don't hold that guilt. You don't hold that frustration or that regret over it anymore. You've accepted it and moved on. You don't harbor that resentment or any of the frustration or all that regret. You know, you're able to exactly adapt and overcome. Radically accept all that is there and be loved and love this experience that you are having. So reduced down, it's 64 is 10, which reduces to 1 in numerology. Independence, will, beginnings, pioneering, individuality. And then 2 is that balance, that partnership, diplomacy, contrast, and polarity. It's coming all together. Exactly. You've learned the tantrums, she said, and stopped throwing tantrums over it. You've learned the tantrums. It may like release that energy, but it's not in a constructive way. It only just makes you tired, and it doesn't affect anybody else. They just watch you, you know. It's just, okay. You're able to focus that energy in a better way. And you're doing so good. I'm proud of you. You're very consistent. And that's the way that you've decided to be. I am so grateful and thankful for all of you coming into my live, whether it be here on Podbean or here on Instagram. I definitely will grab number 2 for you, Tracy, on Instagram, because you were being so patient. And I'm going to read the comments here on Instagram in a second. Oh, that is so awesome for you, Alpha. I'm so excited, and I have a feeling that you are going to take a journey, not just physically, but it's going to be an amazing, a soul growth journey as well. Tracy, the number two deck is the Rose Oracle. This deck is the newest deck that I have. It's been used very few times, but is such a beautiful deck. It is the Rose Oracle by Rebecca Campbell, and she has the Work Your Light Oracle as well that I have. Another one of my favorite decks. So let's, baby girl has went to sleep on me just so she's fussy a little bit. But let's shuffle for you and see what we can pull out. What your message is, Tracy. And after this, I will end the live and the show. But I wanted to make sure to get Tracy's message on here. You guys can always book a reading with me at holyshift.com. You can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok. I do daily cards if you would just like that daily guidance until you feel good enough to get a full reading. I also do offer a quick reading for $20. I'm not sure what I put for the... So, as you see, if I shuffle, it could be one or two cards on the $20 quick reading. However, I will make it still quick, but Tracy got four other cards that fell out with the card that flipped over. So am I going to not read these cards? No, there's a message in these cards for Tracy. So I will definitely look at them and do a quick read on those cards. I may not go as in depth as, say, if she had purchased a reading and we're going through the 45 minutes. Okay. That's just how I work. Open. Tracy, it's time to say yeah. It's time to just trust what you're going through and say yes. Expand through the craziness and the extremes. So it says, say yes, expand through extremes, trust life, open up to the possibilities. Don't keep yourself from joining the party anymore. You can enjoy life. Life is here to be enjoyed. And yes, we have the shit that we go through and it hurts and there's pain and all this, but you have to enjoy life too. That's, you didn't just set out here to experience the pain and the frustration and the anger and the regret. You came here to experience happiness, love, romance, pleasure. You are healing. Realize that you're not broken, and maybe you are slowly realizing that I am not broken. I am only building on to my character. I am getting stronger. This process is here to show me new things and to help me experience fully and enjoy what life has to offer, because I know the extreme of one side. I can and am able to know and appreciate the extreme on the other. You need to get back to what made you happy. You need to be happy. You need to embody that child that you were at once, the inner child, the child within, the inner mother, innocence, gentleness. Who were you before all the shit happened? Remember who you are. You're still there. This card, this to be the final card for you, Tracy. I've got to make sure I show you right because you are on the Instagram. It says the Wild Rose. Do it your way. Embrace your uniqueness. Untamed. Look at that. You are beautiful
all the fucking experiences you've went through, all the pain, the frustration, the anger, all of that shit. You are a beautiful soul. You have beauty. You have joy and you have happiness that is coming your way. You have to know that, embody that. You don't have to tame yourself to be a certain way. Be you completely. I love that card. I haven't pulled very many cards from this deck because, again, it's new. But that card is just magical, Tracy. All right, let's see. I want to do a quick scan of the chat on the Insta, and then I'll do a quick scan, and then we'll close it out. You're welcome, Tracy. And know so. Don't hope so. Know so. Have confidence and trust in yourself, Mama. Okay? You are a very powerful woman. And once you fully trust that and know that you are, things are going to start shifting and showing you more and more reasons that you are. Okay? I love you. I love you all so much. I appreciate you all for showing the support and showing me love and bearing with me on this new little exciting thing I'm trying with the Instagram and everything. If you have any suggestions or tips for me, please get a hold of me and let me know. I appreciate you all so, so much, and I will see you soon. Bye, guys. I love you.